South Dakota's Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson supports planting trees to address climate change. He says it's an approach everyone should support, but so far that's not the case. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
It seems simple. Plant a trillion trees around the world. Trees that can pull the heat-trapping gas, carbon dioxide, out of the air. More trees can reduce global warming. The United Nations supports a trillion tree campaign. A bill in the House of Representatives lays out a way for the U.S. to help. The bill has a small number of bipartisan co-sponsors. One of them is Dusty Johnson.
One of the reasons I like this plan is it really avoids the petty squabbling that so often leads us to inaction, and instead gives us an opportunity to take meaningful steps towards something that I think the left and the right can agree on, which is let's plant some trees.
But there are nearly 100 conservation and climate change groups that oppose the bill. They say it's misleading because it requires more logging in addition to more trees. The nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity calls the legislation a gift to the logging industry. Yale scientist Carla Staver criticized the bill during a House committee hearing. She said it does not address fossil fuel emissions. In addition, she says it does little to stop deforestation now, which can address carbon emissions much faster than waiting for new trees to grow. And Staver says a trillion new trees will not pull nearly as much carbon out of the air as the bill's supporters say.
These estimates are wrong and have been widely and swiftly disputed by the scientific community.
There's another trillion trees bill in the Senate. South Dakota senators are not listed as co-sponsors. Johnson says he knows the trillion trees effort is not a silver bullet. Still, he thinks it can be part of the climate change solution. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.